أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ.
And by the sky with its broad belt of constellations, the promised day that is Qiyamah, and the witness and the witnessed. The witness is the Jummah, and the witnessed is the day of Arafat. Destruction be to the people of the trenches of fire, supplied with abundant fuel, when they sat around the fire and were witnesses as to how they were treating the believers. And they only ill-treated them because they believed in Allah, exalted in might and full of wisdom, worthy of all praise, to whom belongs the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth, and He is a witness over all things. For those who persecute believing men and women, and don't repent thereafter, is the punishment of Jahannam, and for them will be a punishment of the blazing fire. This is a story of a king of Yemen. As we see in all periods of human history, when a person spoke out and he spoke the truth, and the truth was going against the religion of the state or the standard of the majority, then he became a target of criticism, a subject of persecution, and all type of difficulties were imposed upon the person. In the old, they would sacrifice him at the stake and burn him to death, and they would gloat at the agony of this burning person. Like in the case of Ibrahim a.s., all watched to see how he burns. It was the power of Allah Ta'ala that had saved him. So this is a repetition of all this. In all periods of human history, the ones that stand out for the truth, stand out for justice, they stand out for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are subject to persecution, ill-treatment, and all type of trouble. It's a youngster who had declared the truth, and on account of him declaring the truth, he became the target of victimization. He became a thing that the king was looking at, and how to suppress him, how to how to destroy him. The youngster stood firm on the truth, and people began to accept Islam as they saw the karamat and the miracles that were performed at the hands of this youngster. He had noticed once that a lion had blocked the passage of people, so he picked up a stone and he said to Allah Ta'ala, "If my religion is true, then this lion must be struck with this one stone to death. And on the contrary, if my religion is not true, then spare that lion." He picked up the stone and threw it at the lion, and it died immediately. And we had the public all responding, all accepted Iman. So this infuriated the king, became even more angry. And those that had accepted Islam with him, he had destroyed them. And he wanted to kill this youngster. And he tried, but he failed. It's a long story, just to bring it, make it short. So eventually the youngster said to the king that if you do want to kill me, then you call the entire public and then you release the arrow saying, "Bismi Rabbi Hadal Ghulam," in the name of the Rabb of this youngster. In the name of the Rabb, that is the name of Allah Ta'ala, the Rabb of this youngster. And then release the arrow and I will die immediately. He did so, and as he had read that Bismi Rabbi Hadal Ghulam and he released the arrow, the youngster died, but all that were around, all accepted Islam. So the king was even more troubled now. Before I had just a few people to put up with, and now the entire kingdom is coming out against me. So he had dug trenches of fire, and those that accepted Iman were thrown to the stakes, and they were burnt alive, whilst the king and his people gloated at the agony of these people burning to death. So this is the story that Allah Ta'ala speaks about. It's a consolation and comfort for believers that when you're going to be standing out for justice, you're going to be standing out for the truth in the name of Allah Ta'ala, then you will go through a similar experience that was met by the people in former times. So you shouldn't buckle under fear and suppression and oppression. You shouldn't compromise. Don't you ever break your principles. You remain firm upon your principles. And like the people in the past were successful, they died as shaheeds, you will hold firm to your ways. You will hold firm to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you have to die in the process, even if you have to suffer difficulties, constraints, problems, you don't get a job just on account of your deen, you are treated unfairly just on account of your religion, then this is nothing like what people in the former times had gone through. Remain like this, but after this short period, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at you favorably, sometimes in both the lives in this world and the next, and sometimes it is in the hereafter. So, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ, they had only persecuted them because they believe in Allah Ta'ala, the exalted in might, and the worthy of all praise, to whom belongs the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth. And Allah Ta'ala is a witness over all things. Those who persecute believing men and women and don't repent thereafter, for them is the punishment of Jahannam, and for them is the punishment of the burning fire. As Hasan Basri Rahmatullah says, look at the extent of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. People persecuting believers, putting them to the stake, burning them alive. Yet Allah Ta'ala keeps the doors of repentance open for them as well. The worst type of criminals, but when they are sincere in their repentance, the doors of repentance are open for them as well. For those who believe and do righteous works are gardens beneath the river's flow. This is the supreme achievement. Verily, the grip, the punishment of your Rabb is mighty. It is He who initiates all creation, and it is He that repeats or restores the whole process. There is no such a thing like eternity for any creation. It is only Allah Ta'ala that is eternal. Everything else has a beginning, it has an end. there isn't anything that is absolutely eternal, no matter what material it may be, but it's got a beginning and it must have an end. And he is most forgiving, all loving, the Rabb of the glorious throne. He accomplishes all what he desires. Whatever he wishes, he accomplishes. He is willing, he is accomplishment. There is nothing that comes to intervene and come between his intentions. Nothing can prevent his intentions from materializing. Halataka hadithul junud. Did the story of the forces reach you of Fir'aun and Thamud, people that were of a very high level of material civilization, intellectual, powerful, influential, material they had all, Fir'aun and Thamud, and you look at the advancement, the progress that they had made, sometimes even the scientists of this day, their minds don't work. They cannot fathom how these people had made this type of strides and progresses in their time. So they had all the material advancement, civilization, but when they were bent upon disbelief, and see how Allah Ta'ala dealt with them, someone was drowned, someone was swallowed by the earth, someone was destroyed by a loud blast. بَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Yet the unbelievers, they persist upon they persist in rejecting, whereas Allah Ta'ala surrounds them from all sides. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ This is the glorious Qur'an recorded in the preserved tablet.